Thank you. All right. Number 9 will be reviewed on May 11th. So we're now moving to sketch plats. First up is item 10, PR 2019-2807, PS 2022-86. This is for Sunset Memorial Park, 924 Manal Northeast between Edith and I-25. And let's see, Park Planning and Land Use Consultants. Mr. Archuleta? Mr. Archuleta, are you there? Let me have just moved away from his desk for a moment. There you are. Okay.
Okay, here we are.
Yeah, so and we don't need to do all the formalities. So if you just want to give us on sketch plats, so just okay, go ahead and give us an overview.
Perfect, not a problem. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a request for a 1-to-2 lot subdivision for the Sunset Memorial Park. It's a cemetery on the southeast corner of Edith and Manal, and they want to separate the property into two lots, separating the portion of the cemetery that's used for humans and the other part that's used for pets, and it's connected to their nonprofit status. So in essence, that's the reason for the subdivision request. And we're here for sketch plat comments. Thank you.
Okay, and Mr. Archuleta, on this diagram on the screen, can you describe the subdivision based on this diagram?
Okay, so you're gonna see the 1 acre separation or the new parcel on the extreme east end of the property. Okay. It's the part that kind of sticks out.
Okay, and there's a little dotted line.
Correct. Yeah, okay. My apologies. It's the original copy is not great, as you can tell. So okay. That's
what it was a little hard to figure out where the subdivision was. Okay.
So that's the pet cemetery part of the property.
Okay. All right. They're taking a lot less room, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I guess a question before I state all this stuff, is there any water or sewer uses on the pet portion of this that's on the east side?
Madam Chair Blaine, I'm assuming the water uses will be, they do have grass there. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming, yeah, but sewer, I don't think so. I would guarantee not.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. So we have a long list of comments. I did a summary at the top, the big picture. We do want availability statement for this basically to describe what that might be on that other parcel as far as what the uses would be requested. The second item would be to confirm there's an existing public water main that runs through the site to confirm that there are existing easements over that. If there are not easements over that water pipe, 10 feet of either side, then we would require dedication of public water easement over that existing main. So the surveyor needs to work with 811, locate the pipe, show it on a sketch, and show any easements that are needed on the plat. Third part would be the whatever existing services there are, if they are crossing lines. So if the pet cemetery has an irrigation line that runs across the main parcel to a public water main, they would need an easement over that for private water easement. Whatever those might be for private services, they'll need private service easements for private water, private sewer as applicable. And then the last part is if they are, doing irrigation water, they should have a separate irrigation account for that parcel over there. I think that's something we can discuss if the city wants to get into detail on that. But I think generally the rule is separate parcel, separate service. We do allow for city park type uses, irrigation only. If it's anything else, we'd get into needing sewer, domestic water, then irrigation. I think for this particular use, sounds like we're probably good with just irrigation. Okay, there's lots of detail related to those four items. Do you have any questions about those four big picture items as we stand today?
Madam Chair Blaine, I don't at the moment, but what I'll do is I'll pose those questions to them. We'll revisit your comments and I'll probably provide you with whatever information they provide to me and then determine what we'll take care of this in terms of compliance with your requirements.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments and no objections to what's been presented.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no objection to the requested lot split.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need either a grading and drainage plan, or you can add a cross lot drainage easement notes specifying beneficiary and maintenance agreement. Per the revised master drainage plan with engineer stamp date 3/9/2020, the proposed track 1B drains into track 1A.
Okay. Thanks, Ernest.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Provide information on existing sidewalk widths along Manol and Edith. A minimum 6 foot is required along Manol, and a minimum 5 foot wide sidewalk is needed along Edith, according to the roadway classification. Sufficient right-of-way shall be met for sufficient right-of-way shall be dedicated for possible bus shelters, where we have the bus stops along Manal. Label right-of-way widths on both adjacent streets. Provide right-of-way dedication for these requirements as needed. Also, bike lanes are proposed on Manal per the long-range master plan for Mr. Cog. They either show how these can be incorporated within the available right-of-way with a cross-section or provide additional right-of-way. If the gate will only be closed when the cemetery is closed, indicate this on the plan and demonstrate there is sufficient turnaround space for a car that may pull into the driveway after hours. Provide a radius and or chamfer at the property corner for the intersection of Manal and Edith. Provide an exhibit showing the surrounding sidewalk and public infrastructure to ensure that it is all located within the right of way, and make sure that we have a 4 foot minimum ADA pathway around any obstructions such as power poles. Fencing shall not encroach into right of way. Label roadway width of interior loop on this exhibit as well to show how this all ties together.
Okay, thanks, Jean. Thank you.
Okay, planning.
Webb with planning. The first section of comments were some of our standard comments and requirements. So just let us know if you have any questions on those. Future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDU and DPM. Specifically, just keep an eye on CPO 7 standards and also in a railroad and spur mapped area, but no objections to the replat. And the proposed changes may require amendments to previous approvals, because there was an EPC site plan final sign-off for EPC master site plan for the Sunset Memorial. It was approved in April of 2020. And so we just need to confirm if this proposal will require an amendment to that master plan. So if there's any new uses, we'll need to meet associated parking requirements and identify if there's a shared parking agreement between those. And if there are any new uses for development, just want to clarify those, or if there's any demolition proposed or anything. It wasn't clear if they were changing anything around and or they had any plans on it.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
No problem. Let us know if there's any questions.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Archuleta.
Okay. Thank you.